Hey guys, welcome to my podcast. My prayer is that you are encouraged, transformed, and equipped through each episode.
Hi everybody, my name is Helen Maese. I'm one of the pastors here at Ignite Movement, and I'm here with Apostle Patty Valenzuela. How are you?
Good, I'm glad to be here with you.
Good. So Apostle just got back from New Zealand, yes. And what are some of the things that you experienced over there?
Oh wow, it was amazing. I really came back transformed, changed, just the way the power of God showed up in each location. We were in Hastings, then we went to Auckland, and we ministered in just two different territories, two different locations, two different scenarios, two different encounters, but the way God manifested his power there was just truly, truly remarkable. So I just, the glory goes to God. Wow. I just love New Zealand. My heart stays there.
Wow, how beautiful, yeah. To get to go minister there.
Yes.
Well, we're going to do something a little different. This is going to be kind of a Q&A.
Yes.
I had a couple of questions that really came to my heart. And, you know, today in today's culture, you see it everywhere in the world, you know, in America and in religion and everywhere you go, it's almost as if people want you to fail. And it's almost as if nobody can just, there's no unity.
Yeah.
And so one of the questions I wanted to ask you was, how do you cultivate a relationship with God? Mm-hmm. You know, when you have so much against you, when you get offense towards somebody or somebody offends you for any reason, how do you keep that relationship with God and keep seeking him?
Yeah, I that's a really good question. And I'm glad you're asking it. You've been with me for how many years? 11 years. And we've walked through things together, and we've seen people get offended. Yeah. And we ourselves have been we've also offended others. Yeah. I'm personally can say that freely and openly that I've been guilty of offending other people. But yet I've also been a product of offense. I've also could be somebody that could be victimized, if you will, because somebody offended me. And so it's a really good question because you and I have walked so many things together. And you've seen me walk through difficulties. And you're right. I know that you're into politics like us. So I mean, not that we're into politics, but we love the political aspect and how we are turning into a nation that is in dire need right now of unity. We are in dire need as a nation of just God's presence to invade us, as even in the church today. And you're right, not everybody wants you to succeed. And you would think that in Christianity, everybody would want to be for everybody because after all, we're supposed to be in the same team. Unfortunately, I find myself, Helen, that I fight more in Christianity as opposed to somebody who is in the world. And that's unfortunate, but we are wrestling against flesh and blood, not people, but principalities, rulers, and authorities of this dark world. And sometimes the enemy uses Christians themselves, and they don't want the best for you. They don't want you to succeed. They want your demise. And that happened to David in the Bible. They actually, you know, he was fighting against Saul, running from Saul. And Saul was supposed to be somebody who maybe should have been inspiring him, somebody who should have been somebody who cheered him on. Unfortunately, he had to run from Saul, hide in caves for a long time. And he had to live amongst even Philistines, you know, that his own enemies. And he had to fight against that because Saul didn't want the best for him. So we are in a culture right now and in a society and as a church that we need to look at offenses. We have to walk through those things. How do we walk them out? Jesus told us that offense is going to increase, that offense is going to be there. And it might not be the last time I offend somebody, and it probably not the last time somebody's going to offend me. So we have to know how to really walk through that. And so I love your question because unity is dear to my heart. I believe there's power in unity. And so you as a worshiper, I'm sure you're always fighting for that. How do I walk through offenses? I was in New Zealand and they did a Q&A with a bunch of women and we had an awesome salad party. It was the best salad party. And there was a lot of great questions. And I think as I was sitting there, that's probably one of the things that was in my mind to bring unity. Mm-hmm. And I think even when going to different churches, I think that you see so much disunity. I've never seen so much division like I'm seeing it now. I have never seen so much division I don't think we've ever seen in the history of America, we have never seen so much division against our president. We've never seen so much division, even within the church. There's such a great divide. You're either black or white. Right. I mean, I'm seeing like never before. I walk into a church and there's so much betrayal, and that has happened to us. And the way I walk it out is I have to be intentional and I have to check my heart. And I can't let the outside in because then I become intoxicated. Mm-hmm. And I'm writing a book, currently writing a book. It's almost done. And it will be out soon. But I talk about intoxication. And we can be intoxicated with outside forces. We can be intoxicated by pain. Mm-hmm. People have offended me. You know, loved ones have offended me. And I've offended them. And I think when we don't get healed right, we become not sober, but we become intoxicated by pain, intoxicated by unforgiveness. And it is there where we could either make a choice. We will either stay offended or we will grow through that offense. So offenses are inevitable. Somebody's going to offend you. Somebody's going to offend me. But I think it's a choice. And I don't think it's something that it has to be deliberate. I don't think it's something that happens automatic. I think it has to be very deliberate in the decision that I make at that moment. Will I stay offended? Will I stay divided? Or will I fight for unity? Or will I fight for forgiveness? And I think that's something that depends on the heart. I truly believe that, like David, he had a heart after God. And David was intentional. And one of the things that I love about David's heart, it's not that he didn't encounter betrayals, because Absalom, his own son, betrayed him. And it wasn't that his own leader didn't come against him. He heard one song, David, you know, Saul killed 1,000, David killed 10,000. Well, Saul, 1,000's pretty good. You should be happy with that. Yeah. But that one song stirred up a lot of jealousy in the heart of Saul, which means he was probably, he had a lot of lack of identity. Yeah. So David found himself running, but David was intentional. Why would the Bible tell me that he's a man after God's heart? Because his heart was, you know, his heart was always, he was always going and just falling at the feet of Jesus. He was always at the mercy of God. In other words, he would give it back to God. I've been hurt. This year has been very critical in my life. Critical even last year. And they're marking points in my life that if I can get healed right, then I'm going to go from glory to glory. That's why it says this momentary affliction. So the betrayals, this momentary affliction. The offense, this momentary affliction, and it hurts. It hurts when somebody offends you. It hurts, especially when it's somebody close to you.
Right.
Especially, you know, I've had leaders that have walked away, and I have poured into them for over 10 years. And now you see them, and they're backstabbing, and they're betraying. But I could either take that, and I could forgive, and I could say, God, you know, forgive them, for they know not what they do. That is a sign of a healed heart. My job is to make sure that I'm intentional in healing my heart right, that I don't become bitter, that I don't become, you know, with a person that has unforgiveness or that fights evil with evil. But I bless those that persecute me. I bless those that offend me. And I think checking my heart is key. Every step that I take, I got to check it. And so these trips that I've had this year were so pivotal because I saw the hand of God in a greater dimension. I saw the presence of God increasing in my life. I don't think I've ever walked, you know, you've seen our services, lady. Uh-huh. And you have been also a product of the increment of the presence of God in your life. And I think that that was all because we are intentional in saying, I refuse to stay with unforgiveness.
Right.
I don't want it in my heart because that separates me from the presence of God.
Right.
So I love Jesus too much to grow bitter. You know, how do I endure it? I have to be very intentional. I would say that to everybody. So if you're maybe watching, I think there's so much offense right now. You know, my husband says it funny. He's like, everybody cries. Everybody cries. Everybody's a crybaby. You can't say anything because everybody cries. And I think these are times, and I said it to the church when I came back, I said, these are times to grow up.
Yeah.
These are times to mature. So when I'm offended or I could stay offended, it's my opportunity.
Wow.
I think it's an opportunity for me to grow. So I can either take the offense as getting bitter. I think there's a lot of bitter people.
And
would say, oh, no, I'm not bitter. You probably are if you're not getting better. You probably are if the presence of God is not increasing in your life. So first, I have to acknowledge, oh, man, you know, I'm bitter. How do you know? Well, every time I mention the name, I want to roll my eyes. You know? Or every time the name's mentioned, it's like, I want to say something. So then I've got to acknowledge, you know, I really don't want that in my heart. I want to be a person after the heart of Jesus. And so we're worshipers. You and I are worshipers, right? You as a pastor, you're a worshiper. You lead our worship team. And I've seen you just right now, just beautiful presence that we had, an incredible service. Mm-hmm. Dimensions of the glory that is incredible. And so you have opportunities to be offended. Yeah. And what made you decide?
It was actually just a simple thought that the Holy Spirit kind of showed me. He said, do you want to be right or do you want to be my daughter?
Wow.
And that broke my heart. So anytime I feel myself, you know, wanting to get offended, or I just tell myself, God, I don't want to be right. I want to be your daughter.
Wow.
You know, and that has actually that thought, that simple thought has just set me free.
Wow. And I think your love for God.
Right.
Because I think, I mean, with all due respect to all the listeners and watch and viewers, I think that there are just hearts that are just so wicked.
Yeah.
And I think when you have a heart that is pliable, moldable, and it's easily shaped by God, you don't want to offend God.
Right.
I don't want to hurt him. Right. So I love what you just said. That really, I felt God's presence when you said that. I think I just love him too much.
Yeah.
And I just want to be a good example to people. Yeah. And I don't ever want to grow bitter.
Yeah.
I want to get better in my life. And so there's just some situations I can't change people.
Yeah.
I can't change the past. I can't change people, you know. And oh boy, have I made mistakes. I think we've all made mistakes. I think there's not a viewer or a listener that's not listening to us that can't say, gosh, if I can just rewind my life. There's a lot of redos, and I don't get to redo my life, but I can get better and I can grow from that. And I think that will always take us to more.
Wow.
What would you say to somebody who's offended?
I would say really just when you let go and when you get healed and when you are able to forgive, I think Jesus didn't ask us to forgive for other people's sake, but for our own sake. It really does set you free. And so when you can get to that place of letting go of offense, letting go of bitterness, and just be able to forgive, it does something to you personally. It sets you free.
Yeah.
And then you can kind of walk like that person who wants to see the best in other people.
Yeah.
Who wants the best for the church, for the country, for culture, for whatever it is. You want the best in humanity and your fellow brother and sister to come out.
Wow.
And it doesn't, you really stop focusing on yourself. I think forgiveness is just you could probably talk forever on forgiveness.
Yeah.
It's a powerful thing, and letting go of offenses. So,
I always think this, like, if Jesus forgave me.
Yeah.
And I had a lot of things that he had to forgive me from. And I think when I'm cross-centered and I'm going, man, Jesus, I know what, I'll never forget what he pulled me out of.
Yeah.
I will never forget the mercy that he had on
exactly.
me. I will never, that stays with me. And I think when that stays in your life and you are so cross-centered and you are so, you're just so grateful that I could have been an alcoholic.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I could have probably been divorced.
Yeah.
I mean, no telling where my life would have been had he not saved me at the age of 15, 16 years old. I mean, truly saved me.
Yeah.
And I'm just so grateful for who am I to go, oh, I don't forgive you. Who am I to say, if he forgave me, the worst, he just forgave my debt, canceled it, remembers my sin no more. Who am I to say, oh, I don't forgive you?
Mm-hmm.
I think that takes arrogance and it takes a lot of pride to be able to go, I don't forgive you. You know, it's like saying, I'm going to pay you and I'm pay you. You know, what's so crazy. I feel this very strong, Helen, somebody who's watching that has unforgiveness.
Mm.
You are holding that person captive. And I've been somebody who has walked through and I'm very sensitive to the spirit, the realm of the spirit. I can, even the demonic realm of the spirit, I'm very perceiving because I'm a deliverer by nature. And I could perceive when somebody tries to hold me captive and they don't want to forgive you. So it's almost like you're in a cage. And what they're saying is, I'm going to make you pay for hurting me. Well, that's really demonic.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, Jesus said it this way. You're going to go to hell if you don't forgive. So I want to pray. Let's pray for people that have offense. And maybe you have bitterness and you have resentment. In my next podcast, I'll talk about bitterness. I'm writing an ebook on that, so it should be out very soon. How do you detect if there's really bitterness in your heart?
Wow.
Now, I'm praying for people who maybe are bitter, or maybe you're offended, and you're saying, I can't let go. Well, it takes humility to forgive.
Mm-hmm.
It is. It's humility. Mm-hmm. If you don't humble yourself, and you're just arrogant, and you're prideful, and you say, you know, no, I'm not going to forgive, because they're going to pay back. And the Bible says that he opposes the proud, but he gives grace to the humble. I need grace.
Mm-hmm.
I need mercy. You're going to need mercy.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody needs mercy. So one day you're going to need mercy of God. So let it go. let go of the past. I did a session in New Zealand, and it was a pastor's and a leader's, and it was one of the most powerful sessions I have ever done. I felt God's presence to another degree, in another dimension. And I was just telling these pastors, let go of the past. Let go of what they did to you. As a matter of fact, leaders watching me, or just anybody, you know, we're going to have to forgive every day. Yeah. You know, in the last days, man, offenses are going to increase. So I've got to have just so much love. And I think when you're, the love of God increases in your life because you love him and you just want to obey him and you want to just, you just want to do what he wants you to do and you want to please him. And I think that love starts to increase in your life. And so it's for me, it's not hard to forgive. As long as you have the love of God, it's not hard to forgive. Amen. You know, even the worst
Amen.
Enemy, you know, it's like, man, I bless you, you know, and I bless you. And God, forgive them, for they know not what they do. When you can really pray for your enemy, that's when you know you're forgiven. Wow. You can really pray for a person. And I'm not just saying like, God, I bless them. No, I mean, you really pray for them. Then you know that you have forgiven. So I'm going to pray for all those that maybe have unforgiveness or bitterness and offense. And I'm telling you, you can get through that. And if you do, the presence of God is going to increase in your life. And if you do, the mercy of God is going to be manifested to you and extended to you. And if you do, you're going to see a great reward in your life. And if you forgive, you're going to see maturity in your life. You're going to be able to grow through that. If you don't forgive, hear me, you're going to repeat the last cycle. You're going to find yourself in the same place. Wow. You don't want to do that. You want to go to the new. So I'm going to pray for everybody. And just right there where you're at, I'm going to lead you in a prayer and just tell God right now, Father, forgive me. I have had unforgiveness in my heart. I have had offense. Somebody hurt me, offended me. But today I make a decision that I'm going to let go of the offense. And Father, I release those people that have hurt me. And I am just sorry if I've had unforgiveness. Today I let that offense go. I forgive. Matter of fact, start saying all the names of the people that you have to forgive. I forgive them.
Yeah.
Say it with all your heart. Don't just say it out of your mouth. Don't just make it another prayer, but really say, God, I forgive. And then say it. A mom, a dad, somebody that betrayed you. Just start forgiving right there. Listen, that is the entrance to the presence of God to invade you. As you start forgiving and just say, God, I forgive them. I forgive them. As a matter of fact, like if they're in front of you, look at them in the face. Just say, I truly forgive you. And then, Father, I let them go. I release them today. I choose forgiveness. I choose forgiveness. Some of you don't necessarily maybe have to have a relationship with them. Some of you might have to have a distant relationship for the sake of sanity. Some of you may need to call them up. But I just pray in Jesus' name that your heart be healed. And I pray for people to be healed. I think that there's a lot of wounds in the body of Christ, corporately, individually. Mm-hmm. I think there's a lot of wounds. Let God heal it. I put the presence of God right where you're at. Wherever you're at, that heart of yours, it needs restoration. It needs to be healed. Put the presence of God there and watch how the presence of God will start to invade. And Father, we just declare that every person that is wounded, hurt, Father, we call your presence to go into that area and that you would heal it, mend it, like only you know how to do. You are the perfect doctor that knows how to use which scalpel to use. You know exactly what to use, what instrument to use to go to remove all that offense and to bring healing to the heart. Father, we ask that every offense, God, be canceled and nullified right now. And we call on your presence, God, and your love to invade that area, Father. Just let love invade. And I pray that each person that's watching me and hearing me, that you will decide to mature through that offense. Yes. Father, we ask this in the precious name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. And amen.
Amen.
Thank you so much for watching. We're going to be having a women's conference.
Yes.
Tell them all about it.
It's in September.
It's in September.
And it's going to be amazing. I mean, it's just another level. So I encourage you, if you're a woman, sign up, get registered. Yes. There will be healing. There will be deliverance. Yeah. I can promise you that. And I think as women, we really need that.
Yeah.
You know, we're as women, we tend to want to take care of everybody else and we leave ourselves by the wayside and we just can't stop worrying. I know, you know, I have a daughter now and I can't stop worrying about her. And so it happens.
She's so cute.
But it happens as women. And so, but it's so important for you to get healed.
Yes.
Because without that, you're not going to be able to bring what God has for you to your family, you know, to the ones that you care for. And so it's kind of just like you're going through the motions and trying to care for people, but you're wounded. And so I encourage you, sign up.
That's so good. So yes, and pick up a copy of my book if you haven't done so, like Passionate Pursuit. I also wrote a book on intercession, so make sure you pick that up. If you have any questions, comments, please do write me at Patty Valenzuela, the Patty Valenzuela podcast at gmail.com. You can send all your questions there and we'd be happy to answer them. Till next time, we love you guys. Stay tuned. Make sure you go and subscribe to my YouTube channel. Hit the bell and you will always get a reminder. So love you guys. Till next time.
Bye. Hope you enjoyed the podcast. If you would like more content, a link to all of our social media will be provided in the description. And as always, subscribe and hit the notification button to get new uploads. And be sure to like and share. Until next time.